vertical dipole on the ground, and he had like 17 readers buried in the ground on a mount, and it came right up from the ground. I wouldn't mind getting something like that. I mean, my brother that passed away, his brother has, I think, one, it takes seven ground. It's a high gain vertical. It's a telescopic one. I wouldn't mind getting something like that. If it cost me $200 and just put that right on the ground on a mast and you don't have to put it on the roof, I wouldn't mind having something like that.
Oh, sorry, Matt, just clearing the security gate. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, you know, there's so many different ways you can go. It's almost endless, your choices.
I'm glad I kept the random wire. You know, I mean, if I can get somebody to raise that antenna and replace my, fix my dipole while they're at it, if they could just, we could take the damn dipole and put it up higher, I'd be fine with that also. And then I got the 20-meter dipole. It came down, and it, I've had that antenna since 2000, I think, right after I bought my house. I bought a BC cumulative, it was in the front yard, then it was on the other tree, but then the tree came down, Hurricane Sandy, I moved it to another tree. So I could switch to that when I wanted to do 20, and but I was doing 20 on the dipole because it was higher, but I can do 20 on that, you know. So I got, you know, so that's my situation. You know, I really, I like this net I'm on in the morning, 38-38. Then we jump to 38-34. Sometimes people are on it, so we have to go to 38-35 or 38-36. And there's a whole bunch of the same group of guys. We have 15, 20 guys on this net every morning on 38-38.
Well, it's kind of neat. Unfortunately, I can't get on 80 at all. So my antenna only goes up to 40, and my chameleon is just a wire. I haven't had that. I've had that down for a while. That won't go up until the summer.
Charlie on that, yeah, let me think. Yeah, I forgot who you work for, but I know a guy at the Y. I've known him for, he was a locksmith. He was trying to make a living doing something else. He opens his own locksmith company, but now he works, he loves it. He's works with Core Business Systems, you know, like what you do, servicing copiers, and he still does his locksmith business on the side.
Oh, absolutely. It's a good job if you like being out in the field and, you know, happy day is driving. And there's definitely nothing physical about it, turning a screwdriver and carrying a few parts here and there. But, you know, sometimes it's standard maintenance, other times it can be challenging. But, you know, it's different every time. That's what's great.
Probably the biggest problem. That's what it was closed on. Big giant paper jam all the time.
KD2KNH. Well, surprisingly, not as much as it used to be. You know, paper jams these days are mostly people loading paper wrong and running labels through the machines when they shouldn't be. You know, they won't run them through the bypass and they'll stick labels inside. But, you know, they're a lot better than they were years ago.
Jams that's trying to come through from 25A to 25. Okay, they're all right now. Anyway, I've seen it, yeah, with the, I tell people not to, I tell them to put it in the bypass tray for labels, and I've had incidents where they put it in the tray, and in the laser, the labels actually got stuck, glued right to the fuser. Once that happens, I mean, the fuser's ruined. I mean, on these Lexmark printers, on the newer models, it's just a module, you just open up the back, the redrive, you unscrew these two, and the whole thing pops out. But on the older models, you had to take a screwdriver, take off the redrive with a screwdriver, take out some screws, take two screws on each side, disconnect this connector from the, two connectors, one from the power, and then one from this board. But now the newer models, it's an easy swap for a fuser.
Yep, they are getting smarter. Some fuses are very simple, you know, other ones are very involved. I still have one on a big color machine that takes 3 hours to rebuild, and it's no fun to do at a customer's location, but, sometimes you have to do it.
You must carry parts with you, I'm sure. Do you carry a fuser? So, you know, you're prepared just in case you need it. Like me, I got parts in my office. You know, I got parts for printers. I got pick rollers, and I have, so if I think I'm suspected of something, I'll be proactive, and I'll throw it in the campus vehicle and bring it with me. I'll bring it to that office, you know. The partners I service the most, to be honest, it's not the ones on the administrative side. We have a in our library, we got a new library, and they have a department called the ETU, Educational Technology Unit. They take care of the systems for the students, but they don't fix the hardware. And they do a lot of printing to students. And that's where I get a lot of my problems with printing, their printers, because they just use so much.
It's understandable. And fortunately, whether it's HP or Lexmark, or Samsung, whoever, standalone printers, they're pretty easy to change almost everything out. You know, they have standard maintenance kits.
So I don't have the Lexmark printers. Get a Toshiba copier, like we lease them. Lease the Toshiba copiers, use it as a printer, charge the students for the first 10 pages, like a 10 cents a page, posted that when I was a student, and then you would send the job over, and then they give you your printout. And that money they charge, the first 10 copies are free, but after that, that would pay for the maintenance on the copier.
Well, that's a smart way to do it. They used to have paid copier systems in Stony Brook. They used to have a lot of machines in there. But they went with somebody less expensive. You know, how universities and, any government entity, they always change their vendors from time to time.
For Samsung, right?
Sharp. I work for a Sharp dealership, and we also carry Samsung, but that's a low-end line. Miratech, what else do we have? We have several others.
Santa S, Antoine, because of ID. Yeah, we got our kids, where they take care of the kids, they got, my one was it? Oh, I forgot what brand. But man, it's a different printer and from the Toshiba. It's not, is it Sharp? I forgot which one it was. Is it Samsung? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember which one. I think it's a Samsung, or whatever. But man, to set up the scan to email was completely different. I mean, it's similar, but I'm so used to the Toshiba, and then to go to a different model, it kind of makes it more difficult, you know? I wish they're on a different budget. They deal with the association, which is like a separate entity, and I guess that's why they couldn't get to Toshiba. But I wish they did, because it would have made it easier for me.
Well, unfortunately, Toshibas are a more expensive product. They're good. I always found them to be more complex. But in any event, I've got to get busy. So nice speaking with you, Matt. KDQ NH Clear 73. You have a good day.
2 hours, 73. Good talk. It was a pleasure meeting you a few weeks ago. 73.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listeners. WB2CSC.
Morning, Steve. K2KNB.
Hello, howdy.
I just wanted to turn the TV down so we're not in violation of FCC rules and regulations. What's doing?
Nothing much. Just sitting up here waiting for one of my guys to show up so that we can figure out what's going on.
Alright, get you, KB. Lou is looking for an empty spool that could handle RG213 at 500 feet. Any shot that you might have something in the place?
Only if I've got an empty 500 foot spool, I'll take a look.
Yeah, we had, I think what even happened, we had two of them when we got, 9913, or maybe it was 213 from Brookhaven. But I don't think I have them. And the center has to be a little bit larger. I have an RG8, but the center would be too small.
Yeah, I'll be glad to look. Give me a second just to find out what's going on with my radio. I'll be right back.
K2KNB.
K2KNB, WHCBL, good morning.
Morning, Andy. How are you doing? Working today or off?
No, I'm working tomorrow. I'm going in. What kind of spool are you looking for? Say this again, because maybe I haven't.
Lou needs an empty wooden spool that can handle RG213. I'm assuming either he found some, somebody's donating some, or whatever the case is, but you know, he'll need something to wind it on.
Okay, which Lou?
Valchik, I assume that this is with his tech, Brooklyn Tech project, running wires from the roof down to the radio room.
Okay, I have an empty spool that had LMR 400 on it, I believe. Not sure if it's large enough, though. How many feet?
500 feet. You're thinking you have a spool that handles less than 500 feet?
I forget how many feet was on this when the spool was new. But I'll take a look. I have a lot of empty spools. I got quite a few. All different sizes.
Usually 500 feet.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. And you know, Andy, the center just has to be big enough so that you're not winding the 213 too tight. Steve, go ahead and pick it up.
Oh, this is Ace up here at Oyster Bay.
Andy?
Yeah, what do you mean by the center of it? You talking about the hub?
I didn't quite get your question. The center has to be, you know, whatever the minimum bend radius is. So, like, I have RG8X, but the minimum bend radius would be too small to start wrapping 213 on it.
Don't worry. If 400 could go on it, 213 will go on it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, for sure. It's the same size.
Not only that, it's not a stiffer cable, and it can actually have a lower bending radius.
Dead air. Andy?
Yeah, okay. I was just thinking if this would work. I'll talk to Lou about it. I'll show him what I have. I got a bunch of spools.
Sounds like a plan. A and B, Steve.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here trying not to cough my brains up.
crackling seems to be gone. Am I wrong?
It's not hearing anything at the moment. How about you, Andy?
I was just going to mention that. Well, is it very windy today like it was yesterday? It seems like it's a lot calmer outside. Let me just check. There's not that much wind. So, that's a reason.
Maybe it's the cable.
Not sure. It was pretty pronounced yesterday. Although I didn't hear it. Andy, I think I spoke to you in the morning for a little bit. And I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it then, but then a little bit later in the day it started to come up.
I do hear it a little bit on your signal. I don't hear it on mine. No, actually I do. It's there, but wait, let me go to low power, you'll hear it better. Maybe I'm still too strong, I went to low power. Okay, but I do hear it. It's not that noticeable, but it's there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just a little bit. I heard a little bit on Steve, but not more at the beginning or the end of his transmission. Hi. Anyway, whatever. Maybe Mother Nature cleared it up. We'll see. Steve.
Can't mess with Mother Nature. Yeah, it's like super now. It's not. You can hardly hear it. You're right, Andy. Oh, here I am. That's me. I should not be that weak.
You heard that, right? That was me. You heard something's changing? It gets noisy, and it gets better, and it gets noisy. I'm not sure if that's the voting system or what that's doing that. But I should not be that weak. I'm on a handheld with a rubber duck, and I'm on the second floor. I should not be that weak into the repeater, especially Glen Oaks.
Not my area of expertise, Steve.
Sorry. Since I don't know what's going on up there, you know, I can't comment on it. I haven't really looked at things, and even if I can get up there, I can't climb up to where it is.
Okay, that's the... I'll stay here. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so weak. I should be... Switchy, you could tell me, is Glen Oaks is on, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't be hitting the medical center on the low power that you did. Yeah, it should be on. No, you know what, I shouldn't say, hold on. Yeah, it's all on. Everything's on. K2KNB.
Can you do me a favor? Turn off the medical center and the other one. Just leave Glen Oaks on. I just want to hear something. Can you do that?
Yeah, it's done.
Alright, hold on. Now I hear the static. Of course, it's there, but let me try the portable.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so that was the voting system that was putting the noise, but I'm still very noisy. If I'm just going into Glen Oaks now with my portable, that could be a lot stronger than that from where I am. I'm not that far from the repeater. All right, but at least now it's not switching around.
Yeah, but your signal into the repeater is not strong at all. It's very, you know, compared to the baseline, it's just slightly above the baseline.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, but... Okay. Now let's see. I just switched power levels on the portable. I can still hear the static a little bit. But, yeah, I should be stronger. Alright. So at least now it's not switching, so it's not... Stop doing that.
Not sure if I'm turning them all back on. The noise was much, much greater on your last transmission, but okay. Steve?
Yeah. I'm only here paying attention here. just trying to listen to broadcast radio.
KC2DEP.
Speaking of broadcast radio.
KC2DEP, go ahead.
Good morning, thank you. So, Steve, what's your elevation? I'll be here about 12 minutes. KC2DEP.
Well, in front of the house, I'm in, it says 236 feet.
Fantastic. All right, go back to your broadcast. This concludes my broadcast. KC2DEP.
Yeah, Rich, I'm just going to keep things off real fast for a while because I got a sort of bad corpus.
Yeah, okay. The elevation you're saying at Glen Oaks is the land elevation is 200 and some odd feet, but the actual building is 600. I think it's 630 feet above, something like that. Anyway, I think you said your voice is bad, so. All right, and Andy, what are you up to today?
I got to finish a quick job that I started. I got to do that. I have to go now because I got to make a call. And actually, I'm expecting a call. So I'll talk to you later. I'll speak to Lou. WHCD, I'll talk to you later.
All right, very good.
KGK,
Andy.
Bravo, listening. Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo, mobile listening.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo, listening. Mike Sierra Bravo, Tango Echo, I got you.
Okay, very good. I have a compromised antenna here. How am I making it into the repeater? By the way, my name is Wolf, and I'm in Babylon. W2TE.
Yeah, W2TE Walt. I got you, you know, it's a little crackly on the repeater, but you're coming in fine. I got 100% copy on you.
Okay, well, if the crackling is because my compromised antenna. Okay, very good. Thanks for the report, and thought I'd give you a call rather than leave you alone in the loneliness. What is your name and where are you located?
Walt, my name is Maury, Mike Alpha Uniform Romeo Yankee. I'm on the Clearview heading to the Frog's Neck. I'm working up in Westchester today.
Very good, Maury. Very good. Okay. You have a nice signal into the repeater. Very, very clear. I received the repeater good here. I'm on a compromised antenna. I'm on a 45-year-old Yagi with a 45-year-old coax, and it's pointed southeast. I was using it for a marine antenna. I have another VHF rig here and another antenna at 40 feet. but that's presently, I think, on the tuned to the Lockfield repeater. Okay, I'm listening to three repeaters at once here. I've got a dual receive on this radio. Got Limehawk and Great South Bay, and I've got Lockfield on another. And there's not much activity anywhere. It's really something what 2-meter repeater communications has become. W2TE, go ahead, Maury.
Yeah, Roger, Walt, W2TE. I believe I ran into you when we had that QRP event down at Parking Field 5 a few weeks ago. Didn't make a lot of contacts, but I had a lot of fun. Anyway, let me get going here. I got somebody calling me on one of the other modes, and I think that's the reason why the 2-meter traffic is a little less. There's just so many different local modes that we're using these days between D-Star and DMR and everything else, that there's a lot of choices. But for my money, in the car, traveling, I think 2 meters is probably the way to go. Anyway, I'll be listening for you again. Have a great day. 73 for now, and seems to be working. WB2MST.
Okay, great, Maury. I don't remember names, calls, or much of anything. But I look forward to seeing you at Field 5 for the February event. I loved it, and I'll be prepared with a better setup this time. W2D, 73, old boy.
73 to you, WB2, MSD.
WB2, QEQ, listening.
WB2, QEQ. W2TE. Name is Walton. I'm in Babylon. Go ahead.
Morning. I didn't quite get your name, but you say you're in Babylon. This is WB2QEQ. The name here is Len. I'm in Floral Park. How are you doing this chilly morning?
Okay, fine, Ron. I think it's Ron, Romeo Oscar, November. My name is Walt, short for Walter. And I am in Dublin. And it is a chilly morning, and the temperature has been going down. Supposed to get quite warm today, but I've been sitting here off and on for a few hours, and temperature keeps dropping a degree at a time. But as the sun gets higher, I'm sure it's going to warm up some and get above freezing anyway. It's not bad out there. Not much wind for a change. Okay, fine on Floral Park. Nice to meet you, Ron, and nice to contact you. Interesting call, Queen Echo Queen. Do you work CW at all?
Oh, that's a negative. That's a negative. I'm a little ashamed of it, but that's the way it goes. I was just going to ask you a question. I'm in the process of thinking about a vertical antenna for my backyard over here. Excuse me, I have a problem with my throat. I was just wondering if you had any input on a vertical antenna that wasn't too abusive to look at. Any ideas?
I'm loaded with ideas, but what band are you planning to use it on, or are you thinking of a multi-band operation with it?
Multi-band, I guess, you know, haven't really nailed it down, but that's another question. I don't know, like, is there much action on 80 meters? Because 80 meters tends to make things big and long, but 40 meters is, if I go just down to 40 meters, probably can get some action on there.
Well, there's action everywhere. Some time of the day or night. How big is your lot? I think you're on pretty small lots in there, but what's the size of your property, and are you in a one or two story house?
It's a two story house, you know, 60 by 40. That's about the lot size. Nothing spectacular. Main thing is I don't want it to be too abusive. I don't have any problem with neighbors, but I don't want to start any either, if you know what I mean. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, well, multi-band verticals are not inconspicuous usually. Single-band verticals, another story. I'm a proponent of inverted V antennas. And the nice thing about the inverted V dipole is it only requires one high mounting point. And my favorite is the chimney. And it's pretty easy to wrap a piece of wire around the chimney, the very top, with an insulator on it, and then run the apex of an inverted V to that spot. And the ends can go anywhere. Anywhere on the property. They don't have to be the same height. They don't have to be high. They don't even have to be in the same plane. And it can be easily made multi-band by making it a fan inverted V. You can put multiple dipoles on the same coax. And they have center insulators with mounting posts and so forth. Makes it very simple. I don't know how familiar you are with that that setup, Ron. W2TE.
Not too familiar, but I just have a question about that inverted V. The actual angle between the two legs, is that critical, or think about it? Make it as wide as possible. Think on that.
It is not critical. It is not critical. I don't know. I think the book says anywhere from 90 to 120 degrees. But believe me, it is not critical. I have another repeater IDing here in my ear. Believe me, it's not critical at all, Ron. It's very simple. And you can start with one band and add. I don't know how accessible your chimney is. That would be the biggest challenge, is getting the apex up there at the chimney.
Yeah, I guess, Walt, that would be a problem for me getting up there. I couldn't do that anymore. But, I have an idea. If I can get everything ready to go, I have somebody coming in. I got two old dishes up on my chimney. You know, the old dish receivers? And one looks a little loose, so I want somebody to take them down. And while they're here, you know, I'll give them a few bucks if he could hook up the apex of the antenna that I want to put up. Sure, he'd accommodate me, whoever comes. But I got to get that all together. Really, I'm waiting for a little nicer weather. I'm hoping for spring to come early. I can do some things out there. Anyway, Walt, great QSO with you, but I got to go. I'm having a lot of trouble with my throat. I have to get off here, so I'm going to just say 73. Great talking to you. I really appreciate your input. This is WB2QE73. Take care. Enjoy the weather.
Okay, 73, Ron, and I strongly urge you to go to the inverted V rather than the vertical. It's much easier to deal with. It's easier to tune, etc., etc. And it's a very effective antenna. I've worked the world on them without a problem. So, and I'm easily found on various repeaters, and the people in Limehouse know me and so forth, so you can always find me. WB2, I think it is. QEQ. W2TE clear. 730, old boy.
Hello, one. WB2QEQ. And QEO.
This is N2's agency mobile listening.
GB Mobile.
Tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
WB2IKK. N2EO, N2MB Mobile.
Flying by SAM, KD2NSJ.
Hello, Barry. Here's a quick hello from Hank and one Whitey White.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't make you out the first time. I'm in the car, and I have a lousy speaker on this radio. It's always been a crummy speaker, so unless things are very clear, I can hardly use it. Anyway, I'm crossing over the Cross Bay Bridge on my way to, what is it, Brooklyn?
Ridgewood,
Queens. I'm going to Ridgewood, Queens.
Very good. There was another guy who said hello to you before me, so I didn't catch his call, but just wanted to let you know there were two callers to you.
Alrighty, okay. If anybody else trying to reach me, I'm here. I'm a captive audience. I should be here for the next 20 minutes. And 2MB Mobile.
Okay, Barry, you're with me, Sam. The other guy, thank you. KD2NSJ. Barry, I just got a new antenna on here. Does it sound okay to you?
Yeah, the signal is fine. You're getting into repeaters just fine, but your audio is very hard to understand. That's not your fault. It's because I have a really crummy speaker on this radio, so you hardly ever hear me using it for that reason. But, yeah, the signal is good. And if I had a nice big speaker on this thing, or earphones, it would work.
Okay, Barry, thank you. Barry, I got one of those Slim Jim KD2. FIU was talking about, you know, it looked like a belt, and I have it inside the room here, and I didn't think it was really going to work, but I'm going to hang it on a tree, big tree right outside, but yeah, it's like a belt antenna with both bands, 440 and 2 meter, so maybe the audio is bad because I'm in the room.
Hi, it's been one YDY, that's a clear out, 373.
So bad. No, it's just that this radio has one crummy speaker in it. The model before this one had a good speaker in it, but I like this radio better. I really love this radio, by the way. This is an ICOM. What does it say on this thing?
I don't know. I can't make it out, but I think it's like a 7,000 or something like that. And it's one of the best radios I ever had. But it's got a crummy speaker in it. When it's in the house, I plug a speaker in it. It sounds good.
Yeah, Barry, it sounds good to me. It's just your speaker on your side, but it sounds very clear and very good. Okay, Barry, I know you were trying to get to Antonio, so I'm going to stand by. And thank you very much for the check. Both you guys, KD2 and SJ, I'm on the side.
Okay, okay, real good. Right now, it's not you, but the receiver comes in fuzzy around here. I'm on Cross Bay Boulevard, and it's always a weak signal around here. In other people's cars, it's the same thing, so it's not my antenna. It's just that for some reason, the repeater comes in yucky around here. Anyway, I'm going to stand by because I'm being passed by a lot of cops, and I don't want to talk to them. They'll get the wrong idea. You know how that works. So I'm just going to listen. And thanks for coming back. This was N2MB, Mobile.
Okay, N2MB, 73, and here, watch the cops. They'll think you're trying to call them. Okay, I'm on the side.
KD2 Handage Mobile.
KD2 KNH, KD2 FIU.
Good morning, George. How you been? How was your weekend?
It's okay. It's okay. Very busy schedule. Additional phases of treatment. Well, anyhow, it was a good, it was a decent weekend. Tried to relax a little. Bunch of things going on this week. Oh, by the way, let me let the repeater drop and come back. About the fan. I have two of those radios. And they're about probably a half a million serial number apart. And the fan in them is not the fan in the repair manual. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can believe it. I was going to ask you how that turned out, because I run into these converted service manuals all the time, and parts don't always match up for copiers. I assumed it's the same for, who knows, when there was an updated manual.
Yeah, and it's not like that these two radios are very close in manufacturing. They're like years apart. I believe that radio was made for about 11, 12 years. And so I opened up one radio and I said, this can't be. This is a two-pin fan. I looked really, really close at the circuit board. Nope. And that the mounting for the two-pin connector was never changed. It's still part of the original wipe. And so I said, for the heck of it, let me look at the other radio. And same thing. And if we're talking about maybe 600,000 and serial number apart from each other. Same thing, two-pin, and it's original. The fan number is very, very, very close. Actually, it in almost the same as far as the inscription, the little inscription by the top company. But it was very interesting how they were not it. And I was able to find that other fan, and they should be coming today.
All right. I'm wondering if that number matched up with the ICOM, with their actual parts bin.
Give me a couple of seconds here. KD2FIU. KD2KNH, KD2FIU. Let me see now. Well, before I go into it, are you there, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm just a couple minutes from my next stop, but I'm here. Go right ahead.
How about in the manual? All right, DF. How about 125020? How about what I found there was 12050 was actually in the radios. I don't think it was a typo, because the first one that I mentioned in the manual is a listed, it is a listed item, and the second one, which I found in the radios, is also a listed item. So somewhere along the line, and by the way, in the manual, it's a 3-pin fan. In the radio, it was a 2-pin fan.
Very interesting. I guess you're always better off looking at to see if there's actually a number right on the fan that you want to replace. Because most of the fans I work with are all 3-pin fans because they have a pulse sensor, so that it'll get feedback if it's not actually actually running. It'll throw an error code.
Maybe that was an upgrade, and I got some of the earlier radios. Even though the serial number is like 600,000 distance from each other.
Sometimes you can do everything right, look up the part, and I hope they're going to take them back for you.
Well, what happened was, I didn't order the one that was in the manual. At the last minute, before I actually went online to order it, I said, oh, for the heck of it, let me open up the radio and see what's in there.
Well, it turns out that was a smart move, so I'm glad you got the right one coming.
Yeah, interesting though. Lesson learned there. Anyhow. So, what's going on with you? You working today?
I was up in Yapank all morning. Just arrived at my next stop, which is a hotel, Clarion Hotel over by MacArthur Airport.
Did they leave the light on for you?
Always. And some locations, people are more technically challenged than others. This happens to be one of those locations.
What do you mean? They'll call a service? They'll call a service person for just about anything, including the unit not being plugged in?
Yeah, they fall into that category. And as well as I've had a couple others recently, the same thing. You call them up, try to help them over the phone, and, you know, they tell you it has no power. Have you checked the switches? Yes, you go there and you turn the switch on.
I love it. I love it. And of course, then you've got to make a decision on how you handle the call, correct?
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, you don't want to make them feel bad, but you got to tell them what was wrong and... and unfortunately, if they're chargeable, they got to pay a service call. That's why I try to help them over the phone before driving all the distance and saying, okay, now it's 169. So in that case, sometimes I'll just say, you know what, I just had to clean it up and make some adjustments just to make them, just not to hurt their feelings.
Hey, that's the right thing to do. If you're there and you're going to go for the minimum service call, why not check it out? That's your call, and you do the right thing. You're that kind of person. I mean, there's a lot of service people who won't do that.
Well, there's all kinds of different service industries. I mean, I try to treat everybody fairly. Anyway, I got to run inside, but maybe I'll catch you later, and you have a good day. KD2KNH clear, 73.
Yeah, 73 Charlie, I'll catch you later. I'll be out in the mobile for a few hours, and take care. 82 FIU, clear.
82 FIU, George Des Moines, this is Sam, KD2NSJ. George, come back.
Tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
FIU, KD2KNH.
I'll just say this and then I'll put the whole topic aside. Right now that thing is humming away. The mobile fam, when it's cold, it just buzzes like crazy. Anyhow, on the way here, some errands, and that's it for the afternoon. A few hours of here and there.
Well, that's all I do all day long. A few hours here and there. But, I'm only on for another minute or two. Just pulling over to get some lunch. Ordered some Chinese food today.
You're my go-to to find out what's happening on 20 meters. Is there any activity? Because I told you my little high gain, that 13-footer is... really way off. I don't even go on the band to listen because I know I'm not going to key up anyway.
You know, I was listening on Saturday and I heard very, very little activity. Sunday was a lot more active. Heard a lot of European stations and field day people on.
What is the magnitude of a field day event right now? What is that? Some kind of somehow this got by me. I didn't even see it in Q.
Their field day.
FIU mobile, Charlie, I didn't hear your response there. Looks like there's a little bit of activity.
Yeah, I heard that. It was...
a better spot, and should be clearly coming over it right now. A little more power and certainly more elevation. Over to you, Charlie.
Well, you know, it's the high power of them. You know, yeah, it was winter field day. They must have got that.
Yeah, I got that. Winter field day. And I guess somehow I didn't pick it up in QST magazine. I must have got stuck on a product review or something like that and put the magazine down. That's generally the first place I go. Product review, and then the doctor is in.
All right, I'm going to run. You have a good day. Got to get inside and wait for my Chinese food. So, maybe you can manage there. 73.
73, Charlie. I'll catch you on the next stop. 82, FIU. Standing by. JD2 FIU mobile.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL amateur radio repeater system. Tonight at 8:30, W2VL repeater system.
KD2FIU mobile. Over to you.
Okay, I just changed it up a little bit. George, I'm working off that new antenna that you were talking about, the Slim Jim. How's it sound to you?
Did you mount it where you wanted to mount it originally?
No, not yet. It's in the house, in my room here. I'm waiting on my son, and we're going to put it on a big tree out front. But I just wanted to try it, and earlier I talked about it, he said it sounded okay.
Okay, you may not be getting any justice from it being in the house. You know that. You saw the, I'm sure you saw the video on it, right, Sam?
Yeah, I saw everything on it. Thank you so much for talking about it. Yeah, it doesn't sound that good because I'm inside. That's why when you told me about my audio, I just moved you to the other side of the room. But I just want to thank you for talking it up. It's not a bad little antenna. It was $26.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the price couldn't be any better. And keep in mind, it's, I think the whole thing is maybe 57 inches. And you got the 3.5-inch stub at the bottom, so it makes it 53.5 inches. And it's an excellent low-angle VHF-UHF antenna.
And once you get it up in that tree, you're going to see, you're going to be picking up a lot of